Randall.
Marco.
Hey, Marco.
How you doing, Brandy?
I'm feeling better, but I'm still having trouble. I get real tired, trouble breathing, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll pass. It'll get better.
Yeah, I think that the pollen's real high right now. I'm real sleepy, too.
Yeah.
I just got to take a nap. I'll just sleep until the morning. When this time of year comes around, the spring, oh, it makes me so sleepy.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're just like the flowers. We get sleepy and then we bloom a lot with allergies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. I was like, ooh, I could go to bed right now.
You doing okay?
Yeah, doing fine.
Good.
Okay. You still working?
No, I haven't been to. I went for today for a little while, but I took off a whole week. I couldn't be too far away from my nebulizer, you know, my little breathing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting a little better. I don't have to use it quite as often, but.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. You sound real congested.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
Is that and the asthma?
What I had was I had asthma on top of a viral infection on top of bronchitis.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a triple run, whatever, if you want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be glad when it warms up a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's going to be up and down for a little while, so I think it's going to start raining again.
Yeah, that's what it said, 30%.
Uh-huh. So we're still in that. Don't know if it's spring yet. Don't know if we can let go of the fall, you know, kind of in between.
Right.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
We are in the section 21 of the Tulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Lech Lecha. We're going to start with Pasuk 191 after L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud to Chabarichu, Ishkinte, Bitzilu, Urkimu, Utsilu, Utsilu, Urkimu, Leakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasot Torah Mitzvah, Rahino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Dana Fenane Elena Maseya Dana Fenanehu. Tahatse Tama Dishkin Tala Ishkalia Ela Theatra Pichaze La Ofake La Itkaze Willa Italia Ela Bevar Nash the Itkaze La Behamin Yoma Dusale Auruteya Ilot Le Itkapta Besur Haneya Istalkat Rucha Kadisha me Avraham, Kadisha lek lak, lot mineya miad shara ruach tuchabrihu, tuchabiduk heya, adahudikim. Hashem Amar El Avram Acharei pirate floats me a moigomer. The translation. Come and see. Just as the Shekhinah does not reveal herself in an inappropriate place, so she does not reveal herself to anyone who is unworthy of her. So from the time that Lot planned on returning to his evil ways, the Holy Spirit departed from Abraham. And when Lot separated from him, the Holy Spirit came back to rest in its place, namely upon Abraham. And this is why it is written, and Hashem said to Abram after Lot was separated from him. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So with the Holy Spirit left Abraham because Lot was with him. So did Abraham, I would thought, would have had enough merit to still have the presence of the Kadosh Spirit with him. Why did she leave Abraham?
Does anybody want to answer the question, or you want me to?
Well, I thought Hashem never leaves us. And David in one of the songs said even if he went down to the, I can't remember, but anyway, he was always with him. Of course, it's the Shekinah, but...
Well, Malka said, she called it the Holy Spirit. And is the Holy Spirit and the Shekinah the same thing?
Well, I always take the Shekinah to be the feminine presence of our God, who is it? I know we think of in terms of masculine and feminine, you know, but I always think of the Shekinah as the feminine aspect, the motherly essence of Hashem.
So the Shekinah, unless we're talking about the upper world, Chachma and Bina, the Shekinah is Malchut. And the Holy Spirit is their unkin. Because what's the word for spirit is ruach. And that's where the level of the soul ruachs come from, is their unkin. The world of formation, the world of Yetzirah. I'm just putting together ideas to clarify why the Holy Spirit is different than the Shekhinah. But I will answer your question, Malka. There are two ways of understanding why the Shekhinah left. But the verse is saying, she does not reveal herself to anyone who is unworthy of her. So from whenever Lot planned on returning to his evil ways, the Holy Spirit departed from Abraham. Now, where does that come from? What is the relationship of Lot to Abraham? We learned earlier in this section that the Zohar considers Lot to be the evil inclination, while it considers Abraham to be the soul coming into the body for its correction. So if we say Lot is now the evil inclination within the body of Abram, when Lot decided to go towards the evil side, then Avram is no longer a fitting place for the holiness of the Shekhinah, holiness of Zeranpin. And so Hashem stopped talking to him. That's one explanation. Another explanation is when, on a physical level, when we are among negative people, we are going to limit our connection to Hashem. If you'll remember, and most people don't know this because they don't read the translation of the Kol Nidre, but the Kol Nidre, when you read the translation, what it's saying is that the community is authorized to pray with an evil person. If you have an evil person among your minion, someone who has evil thoughts, someone who's done evil actions, then the minion isn't allowed to pray with that person without the authorization from the Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur, which lasts the whole year. So the verse is teaching us that the Shekhinah cannot rest, cannot communicate, cannot be connected with any person or group which has evil thoughts, which has selfish thoughts, which has selfish actions. But if that person has started the correction process and is no longer thinking evil thoughts, but is striving to become a righteous person, then the Shekhinah will come back and communicate with that person, with that soul. This is the lesson of this pasuk, that we need to be among people who are righteous. And if we leave a community of righteous people for a better job or a more lucrative assignment or for whatever reason, and we find ourselves mixed up with people who talk Lashon Hara, we find ourselves mixed up with people who are planning thefts. They're planning to harm someone. Your meditations will not work as well. To some degree, they may not work at all. And this is what people don't realize. And everyone, if you follow the meditative tools from the Sefer Yetzirah, you will find that you're able to meditate and you're able to make connection and you get just amazing experiences. But then it stops. And when you think back over what your actions were, what your thoughts were, who you were involved with, you get a clear answer as to why it stopped. Other questions, or do you need more clarity on this subject?
Well, I'm still all confused. It wasn't Abraham that was seeking the negative side, it was Lot. So Abraham still had righteousness thoughts, right? And he was doing his tikkun. So why would the
because Abraham was being, why would Lot stop thinking negative thoughts? Why did he want, he stopped thinking it because of Abraham's influence. And as they traveled across from where they started to the land of Israel, and they went down to Egypt and then back up, and they traveled around Israel, Lot was saying to himself, I want to have an easier life than this, my perception of all these mitzvot. Hashem is very difficult to work for, to serve. I'd rather go serve some god where all I have to do is bow down to them. And I don't really have to serve them. And those thoughts, as soon as he started to have them, meant that Abraham is brought down. Because we are a function of the people around us. We're not independent. Because all of us make up the endless vessel. And so if somebody has an evil thought, a desire to have an easier life, a desire to run away as Jonah did, that thought affects everybody else in that community.
Okay.
And the Shekhinah doesn't come until that person finds himself back on the righteous path. Because the more righteous people of the area, the community, are going to influence him to turn back to righteousness. Rather than he wanting to go to the negative will influence the righteous people to become negative. And a different explanation why the Shekhinah stopped coming was, if the Shekhinah is with someone, there's no free choice. Because the Shekhinah is not going to stay there when the person makes a negative decision. So the Shekhinah stops coming to give someone the opportunity to make their correction. So I've given you three understandings of why the Shekhinah stops coming. But it's essentially because we are affected by the thoughts of the people around us. We are affected more severely by the actions of the people around us. But we are affected by our community. That's the lesson of this pasuk. Is it clear now?
No.
To me, the Shekhinah stays. It's just we don't hear her.
Correct.
You know, she doesn't.
She's still there. She's right. Still there. She never leaves. She's everywhere all the time. But if we're not listening, we're not able to hear her, we have free choice. If we're listening to her, if we're able to hear her, then there's no free choice. We're going to listen to what she says. We may argue with her because we don't think she's right, and that's when we're saying to our intuition, no, I've got a better way. But that discussion that you have internally with your own ego, with your own evil inclination, with your own good inclination, all of that is a constant communication with the Shekhinah. But when you decide to follow that negative path, the voices stop, the communication stops. The Shekhinah is still there, but your listening to her has changed.
Which was basically the message of Esther, the book of Esther. Hashem was still there in the background. It's just they weren't living the life, so it was as if he wasn't there. But their consciousness.
In the scroll of Esther, the children of Israel were invited to party with the non-Jews, with the pagans. Really, they were the rest of the communities in Babylon and the 127 provinces. They were invited to the party. That was 6 months long, every night for 6 months. It was celebrating the ascension of Ahasuerus to the kingship and to the marriage to Vashti. But what happened at that party, according to the Midrash, is he brought Ahasuerus took out the garments of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and he put them on. He's not a priest. He's not a high priest. He has no right to wear the clothing. And the people who were there, who were knowledgeable, the Jewish people, said nothing. And that's when the decree comes down, when Haman buys the life of all of the Jews for 10,000 bars of silver.
I read he even served kosher food.
I'm sorry, say again, you broke up for me.
I said I read, I'm sure somewhere in a Midrash or commentary, that he even serves kosher food to the Jewish people to come to be present at the party, parties.
Correct. Correct. That is from a Midrash. That they said, we can't come because there's no kosher food. So he said, I'll provide it for you. And they're saying, look, a lot of them, not everyone, we're accumulating all the different ideas of different within the different groups. So one group was saying, I want to go to the party because I can get good business relationships with Ahasuerus. So I'm going to go to the party and do what I have to do to maintain my business and maintain my livelihood. And others just came because they like to party. They like to eat. They like to get high on liquor and whatever else was being served. Some went for the slave girls or the slave men. All these different motivations, the one area, there are three areas that Hashem says no more. Idol worship, murder, and sexual improprieties. Those are the three big no-nos that we have to cleanse on the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But if you think about it, all of the other negative actions can be classified under those three. But within, on a personal level, your own meditations will be stronger or weaker depending on the people you interact with that day. We're out of time, so. Are there any last questions?
No. I've just always avoided using Holy Spirit after coming out of Christianity. So I'm surprised to see it translated in the Zohar.
Well, Holy Spirit is the level of consciousness of Zeran Kin.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to know that. But I don't think the rest of the world knows that.
Well, we all have experiences where we think we understand the words that someone else is using, and then we find out that they're wrong. My understanding of their words is wrong. And vice versa. We think they should understand what we're saying, and we come to find out that they were thinking something totally different. Even though the words were clear, they didn't hear them the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You all have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And questions and answers this evening.
Okay.
Shalom. And shalom. Also reminding you that Rosh Chodesh starts tomorrow, actually starts tonight. We're entering Rosh Chodesh Aleph at sundown tonight.
Aleph or Bet?
I'm sorry?
You said Rosh Kodesh, Aleph. Is it Rosh Kodesh, Adar Bet?
It's Rosh Kodesh Adar Bet. But it's Rosh Chodesh Aleph of Adar Bet. It's the first day of Rosh Chodesh for Adar Bet. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.